You shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, that doesn't mean you can't be saved. I believe what that's talking about is you won't live the kingdom life. You won't really enter into it in fullness and enjoy the real benefits of the kingdom. And that makes me sad. I think there's so many people that love God, but yet they live miserable lives because they don't know how to really receive from God. They don't know how to really believe the word. And if you look in a dictionary, the word believe means to receive, and the word receive means to believe. So believing God brings us into his rest, and receiving from God brings us into his rest. And there is nothing more wonderful than being in the rest of God. You know how great it is for somebody like me to be able to stand up here and do this and actually say that I am not the least bit worried about what you think of me? Now, I didn't start out like that. I mean, if I was teaching and somebody got up and left, man, I was just torn apart for the day. We let our imaginations go wild when we've got insecurity. One time a woman came and she was there like maybe 5 minutes into my preaching and she got up and left. And it just tore me up. I mean, I was bothered the rest of the day. And a lady came and told me, she said, oh, there was a lady here that had to leave 5 minutes after you started preaching, but she wanted you to know that she had to go to work, but you are so important to her that it was worth it to her to come just for the 5 minutes she could be here. So you see how quick we are to make something negative out of something that actually was something good. So if we're going to imagine things, why not imagine something good instead of imagining something bad? Don't ruin your life worrying about what everybody thinks of you. It's not what people think of you that makes one bit of difference. It's what God thinks of you that matters. So live to please God. Be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser, and you're going to be a very happy person. Amen? Now, we want to take a look at how good you are at receiving. And in the time we have here this afternoon, I want you to go out of here ready to receive from God what you know you don't deserve, which actually knowing you don't deserve it makes it even better. It's like, well, God, I don't deserve that, but I am not going to turn it down because you're good and I believe your word, and so I receive. And I'd really like you to start saying that more in your prayers and throughout the day. When you do something wrong and you ask God to forgive you, don't just say, Lord, please forgive me. After you ask, wait just a moment and say, I receive the forgiveness right now in Jesus' name. And then just stay in the presence of God for a moment and let that sink in, that God has forgiven you. And he promises to move your sins as far as the east are from the west and to remember them no more. I receive it in Jesus' name. How many of you think that would help you if you would just take a little more time? Not one of these, oh God, forgive me, please forgive me. Oh God, if you'll just forgive me, this is one more time. God, I promise I'll never do it again. Yes, you will. I'm not trying to be negative, but it's useless to promise God you'll never be bad again, because you will. And you know what? If you really love God and your heart's right, he'll forgive you again and again and again and again. But it does no good to ask for it if you're not going to stop and take the time to say, I receive from you. How about the mercy of God? How about receiving God's mercy? Amen. Our baby is going to have his 40th birthday this December, which that seems so weird that your baby's 40 years old. And there's a story that I like to tell about him when I'm teaching on mercy, because in Luke chapter 12, there's a story about how Jesus' disciples were walking through the fields of standing grain, and they were hungry, and it was on the Sabbath, and they started picking off the grain and eating it. And the Pharisees, of course, you know, the religious Pharisees, they're always watching. The legalistic devil is always watching. If you make a mistake, say, aha, aha.
Thanks for listening. Begin to find joy in the little things when you order today's offer, Enjoy Each Day Package, which includes 3 CDs and Enjoy Your Journey hardcover book. This package is available now for a donation of $25 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Be a part of changing one precious life. You can help rescue the woman forced into human trafficking, the elderly man who so desperately needs medical attention, the little boy who would otherwise go hungry, or simply give a gift to be used where the need is greatest. You choose the outreach that you'd like to support. Help us continue to share the love of Christ and His message of hope. Contact us right now. Visit joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
The devil tried to paint all kind of bleak pictures. So you walk by the Spirit. Walk in the light. As He is in the light. And we have fellowship one with another. God will tell you where the good gold is. God will show you where the bargains are. God will open a door that no man can shut. God will show you where the hid treasure is. I said, God will show you what He's already provided for you. Ephesians 1:3 says, "For He hath blessed us. He hath, past tense, He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place. He has blessed be God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Somebody say, I'm already blessed. But I gotta choose some things. Because I'm blessed in a certain realm. In this realm of possibility and probability, you are blessed. God has already provided. But now, determining on how a person looks at that will determine the shape that it takes.
Amen.
And I believe it's based upon a person's faith.
Amen.
Evil, ungodly men looked into that realm, manipulated, their minds manipulated and oppressed and governed by the devil, and they began to concoct things. Evil plans, viruses, plagues, creating wars, killing off people, genocide. You can't be playing no games. This is for keeps. But your weaponry is mighty through God. I said, your weaponry. God equipped you to pull down his stronghold, to stop his advancement. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. But it's time the church chose.
Amen.
Stop choosing death.
Amen.
I said, stop choosing death. Choose life, that you and your children may live. James talks about the tongue. He says in verse 6, in verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindles. A little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body. Remember, Jesus said, it's not what goes in the mouth, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles. By your words, you are justified. By your words, you are condemned. God said, for every idle word, every non-working word, every word that has no value to it, he said, you'll give an account of it. Not just in the day of judgment, but in your life, you will eat your words. Amen. You're always talking disease and sickness and defeat. Guess what is coming towards you? Where you set your mind and your mouth is coming towards you. Amen. So some of us have to do an about face. Amen. And stop training yourself to speak death. Start speaking life. You will have the fruit of it. The tongue, for the sake of time, let me just say the tongue sets on fire, has the potential to set on fire the course of nature, which is set on fire of hell. In other words, your mouth can bring hell into your life.
Amen.
Your mouth can conjure up demonic spirits to impact, amen, and govern and infiltrate your life. Mark 11, 22 to 24. Ephesians 4, 17 to 32, and Isaiah 51, 16. Now I want to do this demonstration because our time is short here. But again, we're dealing with things on the quantum level, not on the natural level, not in the physical realm. That's carnal, that's natural, and that's not where our weaponry is effective. You can argue with a person, you might win the argument. But so what?
Amen. Amen.
It's short-lived, it's temporal, has no real eternal effect. But when you go into the spirit realm and you pray and you cast down that thing, you bind that enemy, you shut off the power source. That's what Elijah did when he fought, when he came against the prophets of Baal. He went to Zarephath, to Zidon, where Jezebel's father originated, and it was there that the widow woman, he defeated death there, and he defeated famine there. And when he came back, he gathered all the prophets, he shut them down, he unplugged them there at the source. And then when he came, he said, bring them out here, we're gonna have a contest. He said, call on your God, and the God that answers by fire, he is God. He had cut them off there, so when they started calling, these were warlocks. These were people that could astral project. These were those that could create stuff.
Amen. Amen.
But all of a sudden, nothing was happening. All day long, they were shut off because he had shut them down.
Amen.
He had went into that realm and shut it down.
Amen.
And they couldn't perform. He wound up killing all of them. You got to go into that quantum realm with your faith and begin to see things that are not as though they were until they are. And the bridge bringing them in is your faith and your mouth full of faith, full of the word of God, speaking life. That's the bridge from here where there's only possibility and probability into here where it says, okay, you will have what you say.